Today's episode is brought to you by Jarja Media. Jarja Media is actually a marketing company that I run. Whether you're looking for a CRM, a customer relationship manager, I personally built, took my own money, years of my own time to make sure that this was what you needed as somebody in the real estate industry. Also within Jarja Media, if you need websites, if you need a transaction coordinator, like the idea that so many of you are still handling your own transactions when you should be out there creating new business, we offer TCs, transaction coordinators, marketing reps, whatever you need for that. Make sure you check out jarjamedia.com, JARJAMEDIA, jarjamedia.com. At the same time, if you are in need of a coach, if you're in need of training, whether it's one-on-one coaching, whether it's training for you, your office, your managers, or you're just looking to hire someone to speak at your event, you want the event to go really well, make sure you check out jaredjamestoday.com. Anything you need is there. Check these places out.
Welcome to Today with Jared James. And now, your host, Jared James.
Hey everyone, Jared James here, and welcome to episode 63 of Today with Jared James. On this episode, guys, I talked to Russell Brunson, which this was one I really wanted to do. You know, I was looking forward to. This is one of the foremost marketers, I'm not exaggerating when I say, in the world. The guy's followed by millions of entrepreneurs all over, and what he's really good at is creating traffic, right? He's basically made funnels popular. He created a company called ClickFunnels, creates just millions and millions of eyeballs and everything to his products and for other people. And if you're in any kind of business, guys, that requires traffic, which is really any kind of business, you're going to want to send them this podcast. He talked about in here, which I'd recommend for everybody. He has a new book out called Traffic Secrets, which again, because what he does is he creates traffic. You know, you get as much traffic as you can to your potential product or service or whatever it is, and then it's just a matter of converting. So if you go to trafficsecrets.com, he's giving you the book for free. You just got to pay for shipping. And I know that it's going to be an amazing read for all of you. So tune in, guys. If you enjoy this, let him know. But this is a good one. This was a good get. This is somebody you want to listen to. So sit back, relax, enjoy episode 63, and share it with someone else.
Live. Which probably means right now we're being watched.
Probably live.
Yeah. We always watch these things back. And the funny thing is now I'm going to see this and be thinking that. And I'm doing this, by the way, from a client's office. I just landed in Detroit and made this happen. But I believe, yes, we are live. We are live. So all of that was probably picked up. But what's going on, everybody? Jared James here. We're thrilled that you could do this. This is obviously not my normal background. I am literally in a client's office. I flew into Detroit, rushed over here, got as cleaned up as I could, and then just hope to God that the Wi-Fi works once I get here. So guys, as you're tuning in here, make sure, comment below, let us know where you're coming in from, say hello, post your questions there. And like I always say, we always try to bring you extreme value. So if you think this is gonna be valuable to people, share it with your colleagues, share it. Right now it's kind of free info for them. So with that being said, I am here with Russell Brunson, and there's a million things I could say about you. You're followed by hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. I love your track, man. You've written books that have done incredibly well. We actually use as a company, we've got thousands and thousands of our students on the ClickFunnels platform with some of our courses that we do and some of that kind of stuff. So with that being said, man, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, man. It's funny because, I remember reading, I don't remember if the name of the book was The Value Ladder, but I remember in the beginning actually creating The Value Ladder based on reading that book and just going like, this makes so much sense. Like it's just, right? I mean, there's so many different ways to say it. Really, you're giving value, and then hey, I've got something for you, value. And the greater the context of somebody, obviously, you know, the higher priced or the more things that they're going to want to buy from you later on than they would early. So thank you for that. Everybody watching right now should check that out as well. But you also just wrote a new book called Traffic Secrets. And we're going to talk some about that. Let's see it. Is that it?
There's the new book.
Oh, dude. How long is that even out yet? Like, I saw the stuff and it was like, it's coming out. Is it actually out?
They're shipping. People are getting them now, which is exciting and scary. Uh-huh. Like, scary people start getting them and like, I hope they like it.
Dude, tell me about it, man. Isn't that the deal? Like, anytime we put something out, it's like, on one hand, you got to be confident and you've got to take chances and whatever. But at the same time, I mean, you don't want to put stuff out and have people.
I was listening to Ryan Holiday talk about this. Ryan's written like a dozen books, but he said it's interesting because like creation is such a private process. You're in with your thoughts and your mind. It's just you. And then the publishing is such a public process where it's like, oh, I'm putting my innermost thoughts and work and like out there for the world to judge it. It's always scary, but then, you know, hopefully it turns out good.
Dude, I mean, look, come on. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I know here's what, so as soon as I'm done with this, I'm doing a closing keynote for RE/MAX Brazil. There's supposed to be like 50,000 people. And then I'm going to do a live event, my first live event in forever. And I still get a little bit like, oh, is it going to, they going to like this or gonna whatever. But at the same time, isn't there a reason you're here? Like, it means that people have already liked your stuff, right? I mean, it means that the way you think, the way you, it means that that has already worked on some level. Do you draw confidence on that, or do you just stay in the place of, crap, is this going to be good?
I think a little bit of both. I think first, like, this is good. But then you're like, what if I just don't want people to be like, oh, the other two books were good, but that one was bad. Like, oh, like that would be the worst. So,
hey, at least he's got a track record, right?
Yeah. It's like movies. You see, like, a trilogy, the movie one and two are amazing, the movie three comes out, you're like, oh. I don't know. I just didn't want that, you know.
You don't want this to be Rocky Five. Is that what you're saying right now? You want
the worst. Yeah.
Oh God. So tell me something, man, because I have, as marketing this, I've been telling people that you know, this is in my mind, one of the greatest marketers. I'm a marketing guy too, but I'm like, this is one of the greatest marketers, the way you think, the way you actually execute. When did you realize, if ever, that you had a passion for marketing? And was it pre-internet? Because you're known as an internet marketer. Like, was it pre-internet and then the internet just gave you that avenue, or was it, you know, because of the internet?
Yeah, that's a good question. In the dot-com secrets book, I kind of told this story, but I was 12 or 13 years old the first time I saw an infomercial with this guy named Don Dupree selling a course on how to make money with classified ads. And I remember like watching this and I was like, oh my gosh, like this just, it ruined me from that point forward. Yeah. So I remember I bought that, I mowed lawns, earned $40 to buy his info kit. I got it in the mail. I read about classified ads. That was the first thing. And then like later I bought some magazines that had like how to get rich quick things. So I'd read all those and I'd mail in for the free info kits. I get stuff back. And from that process, I learned about direct mail and magazine advertising. And so this is like, as a young teenager, I learned about those things. The problem is I had no money to actually buy ads. In fact, actually there's a funny story. I think 14th birthday, I asked for stamps and my family thought it was so weird. So I got 38 stamps for my 14th birthday. I was like, yes, I'm going to be rich. So I remember I wrote a sales letter. I printed it on my parents' printer. I folded it. I put the stamp on it and then I didn't know who to mail it to. So I got the phone book out and I picked 38 random addresses and shipped these things out. I was like, I'm going to be rich in the morning. And then nothing ever came from it. So that was kind of like my
I'm going to be rich in the morning. That was your thing. I'm going to be rich in the morning. Yeah.
My family would always make fun of me. And anyway, but then, about that time in my life is where I discovered wrestling. And then for the next decade, I became obsessed with, like, that was my thing. And I forgot about money and business. And I just became a wrestler. And towards the end of my wrestling career, I was in college wrestling and I met my beautiful wife, fell in love with her, and I was going to get married to her. And then my dad told me, he's like, just, you know, when you get married, like, I'm not paying for you to live anymore.
You didn't meet her wrestling, right?
Yeah, no.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. So I was like, if I'm going to marry her, I got to get a job and I didn't want to get a job. So that's when I was like, I got to figure out how to make money. And the internet was just now this new thing. And so I started Googling how you make money. And that took me on the rabbit trail that's led me to today. And so, that's kind of how I started learning. And it was interesting though, as I was learning marketing online, it was fascinating how similar it was to offline marketing, how, you know, like magazine things and all the ads and things I was learning back then, it was the same thing. It was just digitally now. And I remember the aha I had, it's like, I can send emails and not pay for stamps. And I was like, I'm going to be rich.
Oh, yeah. You've just discovered I call it marry the principle, date the model, right? Like principles are tried and true, right? Like the idea of getting in front of a client at the time that they need you before a competitor does is a principle that remains true forever, right? Yeah. But we date the model, meaning that the model, the strategy used to be call the phone book, used to be mail thing, used to be whatever. The strategies, the models always change, but really we're just coming back to the same principles, right? Yeah. It's visibility. It's being an option, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You said something, man, that's key. You said you sent out that the sales letter, right? But like, you're still a big fan of these sales letters. Like, I've seen your write-up for the Traffic Secrets book. And I mean, this is, this is not a kid who didn't, you know, who was at school and didn't want to write for the English teacher and just wrote three sentences and said, there's my, you know, there's my report. I mean, it's detailed, right? So like, when you look at those sales letters, why do you think they're still so effective in a world that seems to have gone the other direction from a, you know, an attention standpoint, from a, you know, why do you think they're still, the long form sales letters are still so important and are still so effective?
If you look at most of my funnels, you know, it's two things. Number one is usually there's a video of me pitching, and then there's usually a long form sales letter.
Video at the top, right?
Yeah, there was a time where I just did sales letters, a time I just did video. Now I do both almost on every funnel we've tested on, because people learn through different modalities, right? Like, some people still are readers. Like, some people,
right,
think about this, on your phone, you're sitting there. Some people will sit there for an hour scrolling through something, reading it. Other people, like, I'll never read, but they'll listen to a video, or, you know, and so it's kind of catching people's, the modality that they like. And then nowadays it's people's attention so short, you have to be super entertaining. So if you watch my videos nowadays, it's not me standing like, hi, I'm Russell Brunson. Like there's backgrounds, I'm doing stuff, I'm talking, there's a lot of energy because I need to grab someone's attention.
Man, you go into mode, you can tell that there's no way you're talking like that afterwards. Like,
yeah. Like, cause you gotta grab their, it's like a movie, right? You gotta grab their attention. And same thing, if you read it, it's not just like a boring thing. It's like, it's a story and it's engaging and it's like sucking somebody in. And it's, you know, it's the same thing. Like, we're in an attention deficit age where everyone's attention is being drugged all around. And so like, the people who have the most success nowadays are the ones who understand that and understand how to make noise and how to create the attention to grab someone's attention just long enough. Cause you don't have to grab their attention for a long time, just long enough to get them interested. And then you've got it. Right. But it's like, it's that initial like grab that you got to do. Like, if you watch, in fact, if you go to trafficseekers.com, you watch the sales video and you notice the first probably minute is very much me trying to grab your attention, multiple backdrops, multiple things. And after I've got you, then I go back to my office. And then most of the pitch is happening in the office. I've got you. I don't need to keep entertaining you because I've got your attention. But it's that initial, like, how do I grab your attention, pull you away from your phone and your iPad and Skype and Slack and a million things just so you're focused enough to get you engaged. And then I got you.
And by the way, if one of my team watching this right now, guys, put in trafficseekers.com in the comments for the stream there. And don't anybody go there right now, go there afterwards. But it's true, man. So you know, you're trying to get their attention. You're trying to get their attention for a little bit. And really, I mean, this thing is called Traffic Secrets, right? So it's all about traffic. We teach a thing, visibility trumps ability. You know, basically the idea that the best doesn't always win. It's the one who's an option. You've got to be visible. You've got to be visible every single day, which is really another way of saying traffic, right? So I'm curious to you, for you, how do you view the social platforms or any platform for that matter when deciding where to draw traffic from? You know, like, how do you decide where you think you should be pulling it from? Is it just data? Is it looking at, like, how are you deciding where you want to pull traffic from?
That's a great question. Some of it's dependent on the your business, right? And so for me, like, we spend over $1 million a month right now in ads, and the majority is still coming from Facebook and Google. Like, that's just,
can you say that again, by the way, for all my students listening, can you just say that again? You spend over
$1 million a month in ads.
I've heard, actually, one of my buddies actually works with you, and he said that you had a conversation with him once where you basically said, do you believe in your product or not? Because they were doing the funnels and everything, but they were putting out $300 a month, $250 a month, and they were trying to see, like, am I getting an ROI? And he said he was somewhere with you, and you just said, like, do you believe it or not? Go put $5,000-$10,000 at it. Like, go see.
Do you hate money? Do you hate your customers that bad? Come on now.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? Like, so it's kind of the same thing. You're living what you're saying. You're putting out over $1 million a month on these ads.
Yeah. Because I want to get out there. So a big part of it is just understanding, though, for each market, like, you know, for me, it's funny because my daughter, she's the TikToker, and she's like, Dad, only old people are on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, they're the old people with wallets, with credit cards and credit limits. Like, they're still on Facebook. Like, so we are on every platform doing stuff, but the ones that still produce the most money for us are Facebook, it's YouTube, and Google. Like, those are the ones where the buyers are at. Instagram, we have fun with. I love it. We can't make as much ROI on that just because the still younger audience, that, like, they're not as much buyers. You know what I mean? So it's figuring out if you're selling, you know, some people killed on Instagram. Like, I buy everything. So, like, I saw this just like this week. Like, I saw these things, Jazzercise on Instagram, where you chew on it and it gets rid of your double chin. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to buy it. And I got these. And then the other day, my buddy came by. He's like, I got those too. So this kind of product kills on Instagram, right? Because people are worried about their looks and their things.
Right.
Like they see their double chin every time they take a selfie. And so they're, you know, so for some products, Instagram.
That's not what you're selling, but that's not what you're selling. So like for you, I love what you said there, because I think this is under, we're getting ready to do our event in a couple of months, where we're going to be teaching various marketing techniques and whatever. And one of the ones that I'm going to go really deep into, and I love you just said it, because I think it's so underutilized, is paid promotion on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Paid promotion on YouTube is still way undervalued. Like we work with some of the top agents in the world, and we're talking to them, and I'm like, what are you spending? And they're spending this on Google, they're spending this on Facebook, they're spending this on Zillow, they're spending this. And I'm like, what are you doing on YouTube? Now, I haven't really got into that yet. I haven't. It's always the answer. And on one hand, I'm like, please stay away, because it's so cheap. And the moment everybody starts getting in, it's going to change. So your main one is Facebook, YouTube, and what, Google? What'd you say? What's the other?
Yeah, Google.
And what are the measures you're looking at? Like when you start looking at it, obviously there's things like ROI, right? Like, but are you, because I know that you guys don't just send the traffic to this, to for example, trafficsecrets.com, where you're trying to get them to get the book, you just pay for the shipping, but like get the book. I know that if they don't get the book, you've got retargeting hitting them, and now you're hitting them with a whole other budget. Yep. What kind of measures are you looking at when you're driving traffic to a place from these various platforms? What kind of measures are you looking for?
Yeah. So I'll explain really quickly kind of how I look at traffic and stuff. So you obviously understand my book model, but those who don't understand. So we have front end funnels. We have a lot of funnels we have, but there's front end funnels that we buy most of our ads. So most of my ads are going to a book funnel or something similar to that, right? So someone comes to the book and they pay $7.95 or $9.95 shipping.
Something smaller.
Yeah, something smaller. But then if you go, this is like, hey, there's an upsell for the audiobook, and there's a course, and there's things like that. So on average, for every book that we sell, and it shifts and it changes based on traffic source and stuff. But I think this morning we were spending about between $15 to $18 on Facebook ads to sell the Traffic Secrets book. We're averaging like $57 in the funnel. So I'm paying, let's say for simplicity, I'm paying $20 to sell a book and I'm making $60, right? So right there, it's profitable, right? And so now that number won't last forever. It changes. So what'll happen is that as I keep running the same ads over time, the ad costs will get higher and higher and higher and higher. And the cart value average will drop lower as you go.
Like law of diminishing returns. At some point, there's no way that it can stay at that level. That slot machine is not going to keep performing at that level.
Yeah. So we look at that spread. So it's like with $20, $60, I'm just like, all my team, like buy as much as we can. And again, like Facebook might be coming at $20. Instagram might be at 13. And Facebook or YouTube might be whatever the different spots, but we're just watching that, and we're watching to see what happens on the cost per spend and the cart value. And they get closer and closer and closer. As soon as they get back to about break even, that's where we stop, and then we shift our focus. So what'll happen is, like, as you know, I've written three books: there's Dotcom Secrets, Expert Secrets, and Traffic Secrets.
Yeah, I recommend them all, by the way. I haven't read this one yet. I'm going to, but I haven't read this one yet. But I recommend them all. They've all been great. But again, this might be your Rocky Five.
Yeah, hopefully not. But so what'll happen is I'll focus most, like 90% of my advertising budget on the Dotcom Secrets book, let's say. And we'll focus on that for like 6 weeks. And for 6 weeks, it's just killing it and killing it. It gets closer and closer and closer. And it's about break even. And then we don't turn the ads off. We drop the ad spend to like 10% of it. And we transition out to the second book. And also because it's new, it pops up and it does really good for about 4 to 6 weeks until it gets about there. And then we shift the next one. And it happens again. And about that time, then we start back over the first book, and then it works again. And so we just keep rotating the focal ad spent on whatever front end is working the best right now until it doesn't, and then we shift. And so it's good to have 2 or 3 front ends like that. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a book. There's other kinds, but something like that. And then you're kind of just watching the numbers, and every platform is going to be different. You know, if YouTube's working longer, I'll keep running it until it gets the same thing. We're about break even, and then we shift to the next one. Just keep rotating around.
And is it like, if I'm hearing correctly, and just the marketing side of me, when I start hearing this, you know, we could go so many different ways right now. But are you looking at it, and are you not actually looking at, really the overall goal is not necessarily the book sale, although you want it there because it's giving them great value. I mean, let's face it, guys like you and I, like, we really do enjoy that. We like the fact that we can help people and give them value. But are you really looking at it as a database play to then basically build out the funnel to be able to do a value ladder, to be able to help them at a greater level that you're able to do? Is the book or whatever it is that really the lead in? But the ultimate goal is really the database, and then the database allows you to go where you want to go. Is that how you're looking at your business?
100%. It's all about the list. That's it. I use all these book funnels. I use all these book funnels specifically to build lists for free, to build customer lists for free. Like that's how I view the world. And then they come in, and then from there we introduce some click funnels and our coaching, and everything else happens on the back end.
Dude, how undervalued is a database? Like I was saying this to a group the other day, and the group wanted me to talk about internet marketing and all this stuff. And I said, you know what? I think I actually used your name, because I knew I was going to be doing with you. And I said, you know, you really got Russell and I in a back room and got us talking about the greatest form of marketing. Nobody talks about email marketing. And it's like, oh, it only has a 20% open rate. And I'm like, what the heck marketing are you doing with a 20% open rate? Like that's, and you know, if you're good, it's higher than a 20% open rate. But really at the end of the day, that's what you're building, is you're building up to be able to do either use that list for email marketing, use that list for retargeting, use that list for targeted, you know, ads that are going to go to, I mean, is that, that's really, you know, like so email marketing gets underrated or not? Am I wrong? Or is email marketing underrated?
Whenever he gets their copy of the book and they go to chapter number 5, it's called Traffic That You Own. And you'll find out the entire focal point of this entire book is all advertising that we're doing. The only goal of every paid ad is to get them on an email list. That's it. And that's the whole big secret you learn about in the book. And chapter 5 is called Traffic You Own, because traffic you own is more valuable than any of the paid traffic, any of the free traffic. And when you, they're on your email list, you own that traffic. And
so
it's an open, that's still like, you're not paying for that ad over and over and over again. It's the,
we can't be anymore on the same page. I tell everybody the beauty of social, but especially email, when you have email marketing, you have a database, you're direct to consumer. Like it gives you whatever flexibility you want, whatever product you want to come out with next, whatever piece of content you want to push, whatever that thing is, the email gives you direct to consumer, which from the perspective of an entrepreneur is power. Like that is long-term power. That's also long-term freedom, you know, because entrepreneurs tend to be, you know, they have this business, but 10 years from now, they might have a different, you know, but if they trust you, if they, you know, so I love to hear you say that. And I want our people to go and learn that exactly how that's done, because I think that is so valuable. I wanted to ask you, so you called the book Traffic Secrets, right? And you and I both know that they're buzzwords, like secrets, just like products, they're $4.97, right? And so there's these little things in internet marketing world that tend to work, like secrets, right? But the truth is there are legit secrets to creating traffic. Like I know it's like a buzzword and it brings people in and it's a, you know, whatever, but there are actual secrets that bring people in, right? So we're gonna tell all of our people, go get the book, go do whatever. But is there one or two secrets that you can kind of talk about that maybe people aren't leveraging right now to be creating traffic to their site, to their thing they're trying to do, to their, you know, whatever it is? Are there one or two secrets that you would kind of share with them?
Yeah, for sure. One that, so you guys get to the back of the book. There's three sections in this book, and the third section is called Growth Hacking. And this is like all the fun, like ninja stuff. You got to get through the first two sections though, because that's all the foundational. And then you get to like the some of the fun stuff. But in the growth hacking section, there's one chapter called Integration Marketing. And my first mentor was a guy named Mark Joyner, and he wrote a book called Integration Marketing. So when we were launching ClickFunnels, I was, you know, I'm not a coder, so I couldn't code. So I'm the guy who's figuring out the marketing strategy and everything. And I'm like, I know we're gonna be spending a ton of money on ads, but how do we create something where we get traffic when, like whether we're buying ads or not? Like I want to figure out how to do that. And so I reread Mark's book, Integration Marketing. And again, there's a chapter here called Integration Marketing, but it was all about like who already has traffic in your industry, right? In your industry, they're already getting leads, they're already getting traffic, they're getting things. And instead of you like just competing against them, how do you integrate into their sales process so that you show up everywhere? So that was the thought. I'm like, I don't know how that actually works. So I started looking when we launched ClickFunnels, I started going around and I look on Facebook and see who's buying ads, you know, to the same market that I'm in. And I would see, like, oh, this guy's doing a webinar. This guy's got a selling a book. This person's got a lead magnet. Like there's different things. I was looking at them all. And so I started contacting people saying, hey, you know, my name's Russell. And like, you know, you have a really cool funnel I just went through. I have a couple questions. Is there any way that I could put my, like an offer for my book or for ClickFunnels or something on the thank you page through your affiliate link? So it's like, they've already gone through your thing. It's just like at the very end. It's like,
so if it sells there, they make money on it.
Yeah. So they get money on it. Or saying, hey, you know, how many emails you send to your list after they join your, if they get your lead magnet? They're like, oh, well, we send out 4 emails. I'm like, what if email 5, I put email number 5 and it promotes ClickFunnels through your affiliate, so you get paid on it. And they're like, okay, sure. So I set up that deal once, right? Once on the thank you page, once in the email sequence, and I never think about it again, right? And I was like, I'm gonna start doing this. We started doing this, and over the last 5 years, I've been doing this consistently for 5 years now. And now, you know, we've got integration partners in thousands and thousands of different funnels. And a lot of these guys, when they first started, they were only getting, you know, 10 leads a day. But over the last 5 years, their companies have grown. Now they're getting 1,000 leads a day. And every single one of them, email number 5, now it's promoting ClickFunnels. And so as their business grows, my business grows. And I'm doing that with hundreds of people now. And so it's like a simple thing. It doesn't cost you any money. It's just looking like who else in my market is already generating leads, not a competitor, but someone who's who's got a complimentary product or service to mine, that I could go and say, okay, when someone opts into your page here, or when somebody clicks on your ad, this is where they land. Yeah. I put a link to my thing here and just start plugging those things in. And over time, those things compound. And now it's crazy. We get over 1,000 signups a day, ClickFunnels, from people who aren't from a paid ad, just from like random stuff we put out there. They're just magically showing up. Like, if we stopped buying ads today, we'd still be getting 1,000 people a day joining ClickFunnels. So it's just like, it's those little incremental things that you set up over time.
So if you're in real estate or whatever, you know, you could easily do that with a mortgage broker or someone like that who might be paying to bring things in, but you just kind of jump in on, you know, what they're doing, so to say. And it's just another way to be bringing traffic to what you're doing, right? And then again, the point of that traffic is not only what you're doing then, but it's the database. I'm curious, man, because we have a lot of similarities as far as like what we believe, how, you know, how we live, what we think, you know, that kind of stuff. I know this. So like, I'm curious, you know, you do this, like what's kind of your mission of the whole thing, right? Like what's your, at the end of the day, let's face it. I mean, we both know this, you make a certain amount of money and it's not about money anymore. Other than the fact of what you can use it for to do other things and help other people and make an impact and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm curious, like, what drives you? What's your mission? What's your mission in doing this? What keeps you motivated? Outside of the normal of, you know, I love my kids. I love, you know, that guy. I mean, like, I'm talking like, you know, from the business side, from the greater world experience, like, what's your mission? What drives you in this?
Yeah. So if I look back at my life, everything amazing that's ever happened to me, for the most part, came because some entrepreneur somewhere risked something. Starting with my twins. I have twin boys. We couldn't get pregnant. Yeah. And there's an entrepreneur who risked all these crazy things to get on Oprah so we could find, anyway. And like, my wife sees this thing on Oprah. 3 months later, we're pregnant with twins. Like everything good in my life happened because an entrepreneur got their message out to the world.
Right.
And so, you know, for the last 5 or 6 years, like, our mission, like, if you look at ClickFunnels as a company, the partnership can make everybody here, like, we're obsessed with entrepreneurs. Cause I realized that, you know, I can't change the world. Like, the government's messed up, school system's messed up. Like, I can't help it anyway. But if I can give an entrepreneur the ability to get their message out to more people, it literally changes the world. And if you look at, you know, we got 115,000 active members in ClickFunnels right now. And I could list off probably 1,000 of them that I know off the top of my head. They're like, here's Pamela Weibel, who she helps doctors to not commit suicide. Yeah. And she's used our tools and our training. And because of that, like, thousands of doctors who would have committed suicide haven't because of her. Chris Beat Cancer. He's a guy who figured out how to overcome cancer. We've helped him to get his message out to more people. Yeah. He's helped tens of thousands of people who had cancer to naturally cure themselves of it. We've got Stacey and Paul Martino, who've saved over 10,000 marriages. They have less than 1% divorce rate of people who come to them. And we've helped them to grow their company year after year after year. So I look at every entrepreneur, like, if we can give them the tools and the training, they can change the world for those 10,000 marriages, those doctors, those, you know, and there's thousands of stories like that. And so for me, like, that's the motivation at this point. Like, you're right. I don't care about money. I can't buy anything else. I'm kind of good.
Money's paper with dead people. I mean, let's face it. Once you know how to make it, you know how to make it.
Yeah. But like, man, when I have a chance to share something on Twitter, someone reads a book and they have the aha moment. Also, like, oh, I get it now. And they go and they do something and they change people's lives. Like, that's the thing that lights me up. And to this day,
you're empowering them. You're giving them the foundation of what they should do. So, I'm going to do, as we come into a close here, man, I'm going to kind of have everybody go to your site, check out. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't do this if I didn't think everybody shouldn't be picking up the book. All of my following knows that I don't just kind of willy-nilly throw people out there just because there's so many frauds, like, so many, you know, whatever. You know, the last question I got to ask you is, you know, we've got a big real estate following. We've got, you know, those kinds of people. A lot of entrepreneurs follow me, but a lot of real estate people, right, from all over the world. Why do you think someone in the real estate industry should really consider getting your book, like, that this will help them?
Yeah. I think because a lot of these concepts aren't taught or talked about in the real estate market, you know, and the people who are doing it can kill it. I've got a friend who went through the stuff, and he was a guy here locally in Boise, and he put together just a really simple newsletter. It was like Boise high-end homes. Like, get on this list to see a list of every week of Boise's best high-end homes. It was like just an experiment. And within like 3 or 4 months, he had 5,000 people on this list. And every week he sent an email like, here's the most expensive houses for sale in Boise this week. And what happened is two things. Number one, everyone who had expensive house started listing with him. Number two is everyone who's buying an expensive house bought through him, and he just started killing it. It was like an opt-in page and a couple $100 in ads. Like you apply some of these strategies, like, it's just, it is ridiculous what you can do in a traditional business with some of the things when you just understand the principles and how to tweak them for what you're doing.
Especially in an industry that doesn't really, like, I'm like yelling this stuff from the, I literally am looking at notes right now. I'm going to deliver as soon as we get off of this. I told you I'm going to talk to Brazil. And one of my things talks about specific content to be creating. And I'm like, look, people are obsessed with real estate. Like, that's why HGTV gets all these ratings and, you know, whatever. Why aren't you building this list, building this group on Facebook, building this people who you have their attention and doing a listing of the week, the most expensive listing this week, the cheapest listing this week, the five best pools in so-and-so county, that, like, this is what people are in love with, right? It's so simple, but most people won't do it, right? So how can they do that, man? They just, because obviously I want people to go check out the book. I know you're giving it away for free. They just got to cover shipping. How does that work?
Yeah, if they want a Traffic Secrets book, go to trafficsecrets.com. And if you guys do get the book, it's cover shipping. The upsell is actually the box set of all three of my books. And I would, if you want to do it, I get all three books. Start with .com Secrets number one. That gives you the foundation. And then go through the books in order, but it'll give you everything you need to really figure this out for your specific business. And then if you love it and you learn a ton from it, then come join ClickFunnels. Come build your funnels in the software. But you know, first off is understand the strategy and learn it. And then if you do, I promise that it'll change things for you. Like, you know, like, as soon as you understand some of these core principles, it's just like game over. This is simple now.
Yeah, man, you're not a guy that's teaching like internet marketers how to internet market from the perspective of like, here's how you sell courses, but I'm just going to sell courses to you. You're running a big business. Like, you're using the strategies, you're doing the stuff that you're actually talking about, and it works, and you make adjustments all the time and everything else. But I want to make sure everybody is, that I'm clear to everybody watching, this isn't somebody who's just like, here's how you make money selling a course. You sell a course on how to make a course, and that's all they're doing. Like, actually,
so many people would do that.
Yeah, he uses the strategies, and that's your thing, whatever. I'm not here to, it's just like, look, you're actually using it, you're building a big business. You care about the community and the people that you're serving. And I know that. So I'm going to highly recommend that people go check that out. I'm also going to ask for everybody that's been watching this, do us a favor here. Like, you know, leave a comment, let us know what questions you have, that kind of stuff, and just share this. We want as many people as possible for this word to get out. And quite frankly, it's not like we're sitting here like, you know, hawking a product for $8,000 or something. It's a cover the shipping. You know, when someone writes a book, you learn what they picked up over their life in a matter of a book, you know. If you're not willing to do that, you probably don't deserve the success that you desire. It's really that simple. So guys, thank you so much. Russell, hang out 1 second here, man. Guys, thank you for watching. Share this, post your comments. I'll go look at them later. We appreciate you guys as always. And thanks so much for being on here, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening. Please take a moment and go to www.connectwithjared.com. to connect with Jared James on all the platforms you are active on. And please remember to subscribe and leave a positive review on the platform you are listening on if you enjoyed the podcast.